following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. When it's time to celebrate a special occasion, send something truly unique that makes everybody smile. Take it from me. Send an arrangement from the 1-800-Flowers.com Happy Hour Collection. They've created a collection of original and newly designed floral arrangements inspired by festive happy hour cocktails, like the strawberry margarita bouquet that showed up at my door yesterday, arranged in an oversized margarita glass filled with beautiful roses and carnations. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. They have a special offer just for my listeners. Order the strawberry margarita bouquet or any of the new and exclusive products in the Happy Hour collection and get a free upgrade. That's more flowers for free, plus it's available for same-day delivery. To get the special Happy Hour collection, 1-800-Flowers.com, look on the radio mic, put Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
You want to apologize to Tony Romo? Let's just get this out of the way.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, where we're getting closer to the Big Ten starting for football. It does start in volleyball this week, and I think that's going to get somewhat overshadowed. That should be a much bigger thing with four-time defending national champion Penn State coming to Lincoln on Wednesday night. And are the Huskers playing good enough to not win, compete with Penn State, who has dropped a few matches so far this year, but that's coming up on Wednesday night. Nebraska wins. Was it a good win? Bo Pelini says it was a good win. We'll hear from the coach at the bottom of the hour, his weekly press conference in Lincoln. Also coming up in just a little bit, Alex Gordon is going to be joining us of the Kansas City Royals. They get ready to head into the final week of the baseball season, week and a half of the baseball season here. It doesn't end on Sunday like it has for a number of years. It ends in the middle of the week so they can start the playoffs and hit the weekend in a marketing move. So we'll talk with Alex in a little bit as well. Pro football. Let's start there, then we'll get into the Huskers. Again, week two always provides plenty of surprises. What was your biggest surprise?
Well, you got to start with the Ravens, a team that a week ago you thought was invincible and would march to the Super Bowl, absolutely dominating the Pittsburgh Steelers. Granted, they got the turnovers from the Steelers in six or seven of them. Nonetheless, to have Tennessee beat you is an embarrassment to an organization that looked like it was one of the elite teams. Now, I don't know what you do with them. I guess you picked them to go to the Super Bowl, Doug, and a week ago we're patting you on the head saying, yeah, great insight. You're the smartest man in America. Yeah, and then this week you're going, wow, what was that? That's number one that stood out to me. And I guess you got fans around the area for Kansas City. It's going to be an absolutely brutal year. Minnesota fans just gave a ball game away in which they led the entire game. And then our friends from Denver squeak one out against a Cincinnati team that is not a very good football team, no one thinks, but they're a field goal away from being 2-0 on the season. So I guess the area teams are what most people root for, I guess, in the area.
And the Chicago Bears, who everybody thought had a chance to pull the upset, get rolled by the Saints. I wasn't on that whole Bear thing. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you're playing a good football team, and you're 1-1. You know, the Bears started off with two incredible football teams, and they're 1-1. I think overall you got to be happy with that. Jacksonville, get Gabbard in there now. I mean, you're just terrible. You're absolutely terrible. Kansas City, you're terrible, and you lose your best player, Jamal Charles.
Gone. Knee injury. Done.
And this isn't just losing. This is competing. They've got to find a way to win a couple ball games, and before they can do that, they got to find a way to compete, and that's going to be hard to do. And then,
who would have thought that when you look at on the surface, the Bills Raiders, you would have thought, bleh. What a great football game, back and forth, a lot of offense, a lot of big plays. Comes down to the Bills scoring the go-ahead touchdown, 14 seconds left. That was about as exciting as it gets for NFL football.
Atlanta making the comeback to beat Philadelphia, a bounce-back game so that they don't go 0-2. A lot of good games out there through the first 2 weeks, and Dallas with the comeback. Tony Romo is the best fourth quarter quarterback passer rating in NFL history.
That's simply amazing when they put that statistic. I said, how? I guess we must play the bad teams in the league a lot, or when those numbers go up exponentially, I guess. I don't know. We got to win meaningful games, and to go on the road and to come back, broken rib, come back and find a way to get it done. Thumbs up. As much crap as I give Tony Romo. Unbelievable pass. He made about four throws yesterday that I thought, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Then he throw the ball straight to Darrell Revis, and I think, he sucks. I just don't understand how it's hot and cold. I just don't understand how it can be that night and day with Tony Romo. I mean, you could not have put a tire around Darrell Revis' head. He would have hit him in the face mask with that ball a week ago. Then yesterday leaves the game, and you're thinking, what is going on? Broken rib, comes back, finds a way to get it done. I thought he was great. I really thought he was as good as Tony Romo's ever been yesterday. Tom Brady, though, still the best quarterback in the league.
Let's take a look at our picks over the weekend. Merritt has good news for us. He says that finally we don't get rolled. We took it out on our buddy from Taylor. Is that what happened, Merritt? My goodness.
True story.
All right.
Daddy had a good day.
All right. Let's see. Tony goes 7-3. Miles is pretty good at 6-4. Merritt and I each went 5-5. Plus, I picked Iowa State and still went 5-5. Yikes. Miles picked Iowa State. Merritt picked Iowa State. Let's see. Tony missed the Texas. I had Texas. You had UCLA, Michigan State, and Connecticut were Tony's misses. You were right on Miami. What else did I miss on? Oh, you took West Virginia. I took Maryland. You took Illinois. I took Arizona State. You took Clemson. I took Auburn. That looked good for a little bit.
I just thought the Rock would be too powerful.
Utah, big win. Oklahoma, nice win. So, sorry, Miles. You'll still get the Big Daddy Deli combo meal, and we'll give somebody else another chance this Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Feel it, Miles.
How about your picks?
4-2. 4-2. We split on the college. 2-2, but nailed them again. Perfect on the year. NFL. 2-2. 2-2.
You want to refresh the memory of who you had?
Well, no, because I lost a terrible, terrible game with UNLV in Hawaii. I was backwards on. I can't believe we were laying 18 points and we got beat by 20 points. That was a terrible loss. But once again, folks, here's your betting tip the rest of the year. You will not lose money. Bet against Akron every week. And if you're the team playing Akron and you're the offensive coordinator and you don't score 45 points, you should be fired. Saturday night, you should be fired.
Because Kevin Cosgrove is the defensive coordinator of the Akron Zips, and they trailed at the half 49-0 to Cincinnati. 49-0 at the half.
I told you they would put up points, ends up 59-14. That is just... The head coach for hire him ought to be fired today. You ought to hire the offensive line coach. You're the new coach at Akron. Because you're the head coach. I'm going to look this up. Who's the head coach at Akron?
And while Daddy is looking up the head coach at Akron, I have to call out a couple of people here. And their names, and they're friends of ours, and they're friends of the program. Their names are Stu Pospisil and Riley Jane Hamilton. And obviously, it doesn't matter who you look at, but this is right here. This isn't our backyard. This is our house. If you are ahead of the number one team in the state in the second half, and you beat the number two and three teams, where should you be ranked? Second!
Well,
Everything's been made up. Congratulations to Dave Colling, his staff, and the kids at Kearney Catholic High School for the two-time defending state champions in Hastings St. Cecilia on the opening night. They turn it over in St. Cecilia territory three times in the first half, still are ahead 14-10 in the second half, and St. Cecilia, being the great program that they are, win it 24-14. Carl Tesmer talking about how great the team was, that they were playing in Kearney Catholic, yet how good St. Cecilia is still going to be with Phil Hamburger. Then you bring in North Platte St. Pat's. You beat them by two touchdowns. You go on the road and demolish Cambridge, who some people had ranked number one. Demolish Cambridge. What else do you have to prove? You are obviously the second best team in the state. You sit back and go, oh, well, Cambridge just must not have been that good. St. Pat's must not have been that good. Dear Crofton, or whoever the hell they got ranked third and fourth. Come on, we'll play you this week if that's what it's got to take. I haven't even called him yet, but I'm calling him this afternoon, Stu, because I don't want to yell at Riley Jane, because I like to talk to Riley Jane too. But Stu, I mean, what the hell are you thinking? And this, again, who cares? It's rankings. But that's why they make the rankings, so we have something to talk about. How can you not be number two? How? This is like Miami, Nebraska playing for the national title. Tom Osborne goes for two. All of a sudden, he doesn't get it, and the Huskers are 12th. We'll take a break. Alex Gordon is coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show here in just a minute. But first, before we take that break, Monday Night Football tonight, always open for you at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island, you and your friends are invited to wing it boneless style at the Chicken Coop. From 5 to 10, boneless chicken wings are just 40 cents each. You got to get 10 wings, but you can get 100 if you want for you and your gang. Choose from their 13 different flavors. And in Kearney, their Monday Night Special always includes the bull fries and French fries for only $5.99. Come in, watch Monday Night Football, Giants and Rams tonight. Enjoy their great drink specials. You can join their text club. They'll send you the lunch specials. They're open 7 days a week. Whatever you want to watch, the NFL, the college, they got baseball on as we head into the home stretch here. There's still some races up for grab, but it's Monday Night Football night. Bull fries and fries or boneless wings at the Chicken Coop.
Hi, I'm Ryan Howard.
Strahan.
Justin Tuck here.
When it comes to training,
you gotta eat right.
Try the new Oven Crisp Chicken.
Where else but Subway?
Never fried, never greasy,
always tasty.
Shockingly, 7 grams of fat.
Time out.
What?
Talk about a game changer.
The new Oven Crisp Chicken.
Tackle one today.
I'm all over that like a hanging curve.
Subway,
the official training restaurant
of athletes everywhere.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on water 9 grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Yeah, thank God they're in the top 10 at least. I guess that's what we ought to say. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Bo Pelini's press conference is coming up. Plus, congratulations to UNK. And boy, they got to not be feeling good at Hastings today. Tony Harper and Daryl Morris join us tomorrow. Ouch. Shutout at Concordia. Ouch. They miss Dalton Sealy. Ouch. Volleyball, we got all this. Bo Pelini's come up. Alex Gordon going to join us here in just a second. But, Daddy, get bigger, faster, stronger, and you can do it with help from our friends at Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island.
They're waiting for you. Ask them about the CTS 360 system, whether you need level one, clinical strength, level two, advanced strength, or maximum strength, CTS 360. They've got it all for you. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better every day. Check them out. Two convenient locations, just north of San Martin Kearney, right over just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 in Grand Island. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Rolling on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With all that's going on in football and the exciting weekend that we have, it's not too late to start thinking about baseball too, Tony. The season's starting to wind down, and the Royals wrap things up this week with their final couple of home games, and then end things up on the road.
Well, and plus you get a player that everybody's cheered for since he left Nebraska. This was the year. This was a huge breakout year.
I cheered for him when he was at Nebraska. I don't know about you, but you know.
Well, that's a good point. Alex Gordon joins us. Alex, congratulations on a great, great season. I guess this is the way it was supposed to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it just took a couple more years than everybody expected. So it's been a good year. The wins and losses haven't been that great, but, you know, we got a great young group of guys that are playing hard and getting better every day. So hopefully, you know, I can keep on having good years and we can turn this win-loss around.
Yeah, talk about that, having your best season professionally, but yet the team not maybe where they thought they would be this year. We keep hearing how great things are going. It's just that they're so young, we haven't been able to get over the hump. A lot of one-run losses, kind of bittersweet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through our stretches. You know, beginning of the year, we're, you know, on fire. Everything was great. Guys were playing well. We were winning games, and then, you know, we just hit a rough patch where, you know, we lost a lot of games in a row, lost a lot of run and won games. And now at the end of the season, I think some of the young guys are starting to get used to the big league, starting to get the atmosphere, and, you know, we're playing a lot better now. So hopefully they can keep getting better and better, and next year we can turn this thing around.
Now you're a veteran guy. You got all these young guys coming on.
Yeah.
And it's not like you've been around for 10 or 15 years. But when Hosmer, right, Moustakas, Giovitelli, when these guys come up and do the things they're doing, do they look for you for guidance?
Well, I mean, yes. But, you know, we also, if we see something that maybe we've gone through or something we've, you know, experienced over the years, you know, even if they're not asking for help, we might say something to them and, you know, help them out here and there. But, you know, some of the guys have been great. Hosmer's been, you know, outstanding. I mean, he looks like he's a 10-year vet pretty much, the way he, you know, plays the game and, you know, at the plate and everything. And he's only 22 years old. So, you know, a lot of the young guys have been playing great, and we give the advice when it's needed.
Alex Gordon joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Lincoln Husker, Royal, and as we roll through towards the end of the season, I know you've been asked this question a million times, but now you have been able to maintain hanging right around 300. The power, yeah, the power is there, 22 plus home runs. What turned the switch this year?
You know, I think it was, you know, I worked really hard this off season, and, you know, was coming in expecting to have a great year, and then came to spring training, and first, you know, 15, 20 at bats, you know, I didn't really, you know, swing it that well. And me and Seitzer sat down just because we're pretty close. And, you know, we just said, hey, you know, you're going to work hard, you know, off the field during practice and everything. We know that you do that. But just when the game comes, just play hard and whatever happens, happens. If you have a good game, great. If you don't, then, you know, as long as you play hard, then you're going to be happy at the end of the day. So, really going in the game, you know, results are kind of on the back burner. It's about going out there and working hard and playing hard.
Alex, in hindsight, would you have sat down with management and said, I'm not ready yet, guys? They kind of rushed you along, and I want to take this process a little bit slower, or would you have jumped like you did, feet first into the fire?
I mean, looking back now, you could say that, you know, just because it didn't really work out the way it should have, that maybe we should have done some things differently, but right now things are great. So, you know, no reason to, you know, speculate what could have happened or what I should have done. All I know is, you know, I'm playing hard right now, having a great season, and, hopefully can continue that in the next couple of years. And, you know, the past is the past and moving on now.
Were you pissed you weren't an All-Star?
That was my question.
No, just because the fact that I was in the AAA All-Star game last year and just to be up for the All-Star game this year, you know, meant a lot to me. So, you know, with Kansas City, you know, kind of at the bottom of the division that you only get one guy every year. So, you know, we're happy that, you know, Crow made it and he was well-deserving of it. So, it would have been cool to have more than one guy go, but, you know, that's kind of how it's been around here the last couple of years.
Yeah, but some chop from the University of Missouri. I mean, come on, let's get
there. I would have said that before I knew him, but now that I know him and he's on my team, I can't really talk any trash about him. But, you know, back in the day, I would have.
A few minutes here with Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals, gracious to give us his time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next year, not just trying to get improved, but next year, All-Star game in Kansas City. What would that mean to make that roster?
Yeah, it'd be great. And like I just said, to have more than one guy from the team representing the All-Star game would be great. So I think that's the goal. And, you know, the more guys we have on an All-Star team, the more the better we're playing and probably the more games are winning. So hopefully, you know, if I go, hopefully the other guys come with me or, you know, vice versa. So that'd be great.
Alex, if you pick apart this team, you look to the relief pitching. Some have been less than spectacular this year. But at times, those guys have shown excellent stuff. Just the consistency level there, I think, would be the one big improvement for this team. Who do you see in that bullpen that maybe on a wins-loss deal hasn't put up great numbers, but it's got some really wicked stuff?
Well, to be honest, I think our bullpen has been great. I mean, every guy out there besides Soria is a rookie. So the things that they're doing this year has been, you know, pretty great. And the second half of the season, the numbers and the way that Holland goes out there and pitches, he just makes guys look like, you know, little leaguers pretty much when he goes out there and pitches. Has a curveball, a slider, a split, and a pretty good fastball. And, you know, he's been, you know, awesome for us the second half of the season. Once he goes out there, it's kind of, you know, the guys in the outfield, we look at each other and we know that, you know, we're in good hands when he goes out there.
It's pretty funny for baseball fans out there. You start this season, you have no idea who Greg Holland is. Now if you follow baseball and, yeah, you're following the Kansas City Royals, Greg Holland's becoming a household name as far as naughty stuff.
Yeah, and he's still considered a rookie, even though, you know, he's kind of been up and down the last couple of years. And I think next year is going to be a great year for him. Just having this success in the second half, I think it's going to carry over and with his kind of stuff. And he has a great work ethic, so I think next year is going to be a big year for him.
I hate this business side of things. Alex Gordon's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, but I believe you have to sign another contract at the end of this year. Is that correct?
Well, I'm due for arbitration, and I'm still under contract with the Royals. So, you know, you just go out there and play the game and, you know, let the contract, all that other stuff, you know, take care of itself. You don't really focus on that. At least I don't. And, you know, the reason you hire an agent is to, you know, work with you and help you out with that kind of stuff so you don't have to worry about it. So that's what he does. And, you know, I just go out there and play baseball and have fun and play hard. And, you know, that's all you can do.
Well, one other business question, because I don't think we've had a chance to talk to Alex since this all went down. Darren Erstad taking over for the Huskers. Your thoughts on all of that, and have you spoken with Darren?
Not face-to-face or, you know, personally, but I know he was excited about it. And I know, you know, he's a 15-year, something like that, in the big league. So just having his name represent the Nebraska Cornhuskers kind of, you know, puts that, you know, extra spark in it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I played with Mike Anderson and, you know, loved him as a coach and everything, and I hope he moves on to something else. So not only is it great for Darren Erstad, but hopefully, you know, Mike finds something else too.
Alex, now as a seasoned veteran and you've been through the major league, all the ballparks, you got to see so many great things. Your favorite ballpark on the road is what?
Oh, by far Boston, just the atmosphere, everything about it.
And now that you talked about working so hard this last off season, do you do the same routine this off season? Do you do some different things? What's going to be
take
the
off a break?
Well, yeah. Besides
no,
kicking
well,
in the Husker
kind of,
game,
I've been around, so I know, you know, what it's going to take to what it takes to get ready for spring training. I probably won't start as early as I did this year just because, you know, I've had 600 at-bats. I probably need a little bit of a break. So I might start a little bit later, but I'm still going to work hard and get ready for next year and coming in spring training ready to go. And like some guys who come in, you know, take spring training as a sign to get, you know, hopefully I can just come in with a jump start.
Alex, it looks on TV like when Billy Butler's around, everybody's smiling, having a good time. Who's the fun guys in the clubhouse?
Frank Coors, you know, he's pretty much, I would say, even though he's, you know, 27, he's our leader, the guy in the clubhouse that, you know, jokes around, talks. If you need something, go talk to him. He's probably, you know, the jokester of the clubhouse, you know, the team leader. So I got a locker right next to him. We like to have a good time.
Finally, last question, Alex. We'll let you out of here with this. Since you're hanging right at that 300, what would it mean to walk off the field next Wednesday at Minnesota with the 300 or better batting average?
Yeah, it'd be great. Me and Seitzer, you know, we had off-season goals. He said, one thing he said to me, he told me, you know, because I like to hit home runs, obviously. Everyone does. And to kind of simplify my swing to make it easier, he said, I want you to hit 300 and only have 10 home runs. So that was a goal coming into this year, just more hits, hit for more average. And he told me that because he knew the home runs would come if I thought like that. So hopefully we can keep the 300 right around there. And, you know, the home runs have came. So, you know, he's a smart man. He's doing everything for me.
You mentioned him about three times. What is it, just a totally different style? He seems to have a great impact on a lot of, especially young players.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, once you understand his philosophy and, you know, his hitting approach, it's unbelievable. Every time that I kind of get in a little bit of a, you know, a slump or I'm not hitting as good as I should be, or, you know, have a couple 0 for 4 games or something like that, he knows exactly what to say to me to get me right. So I have 100% confidence in him. Anything he says, I do when it comes to hitting. And, like, he's a great mind when it comes to hitting.
Well, once again, the time has flown by here in our chat with Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals, who always makes Kansas City enjoyable to listen to or watch. And Alex, the Doug and Daddy Show says thanks once again, and finish the season strong.
Thanks, fellas. Can't wait to go to the Nebraska tailgate game. So hopefully we finish up strong and I can head out there pretty soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe we'll get to see Alex Gordon in person in Lincoln soon. And it's just been announced, not that it's a big deal, Nebraska-Wisconsin will be the ABC game, not ESPN. Wisconsin-Ohio State, they're either going to be ABC or ESPN. The Wisconsin game will be on ABC. Bo Pelini will be coming up here with his press conference in just a couple of moments on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stick with us for that. But right now, 303 batting average for Alex Gordon, 22 home runs, way by far his best year.
Yeah, and they win, you know, 7 out of the last 10. They've won. They're kind of rolling right now. It doesn't mean anything, but they're putting up wins, having some fun doing it, looks like. And hopefully, a couple more pieces of the puzzle get us closer next year and they can make a big jump.
Now, Iowa finally won a football game, so Eric, the Iowa fan, says, how about the comeback win the Hawkeyes had against Pitt and the nation's leading rusher? Your thoughts on the Hawkeyes, Daddy?
I didn't know they had the nation's leading rusher, I guess. But it was a good win for Iowa. How do you come? I mean, they were down and out in that one. Find a way. What, 28, the last 28 points or something like that? That's an impressive win to come back against Pitt. You still got beat by Iowa State, for God's sake. You know, and no matter how great the win was Saturday, you're still thinking, how the hell did we lose to Iowa State? Seriously. How'd you lose to Iowa State?
It was not a good weekend for the Big Ten. And, Daddy, is Michigan State not that good?
Apparently they suck.
And you found out the answer to who the Akron coach is.
Yeah, Rob Iannello, who was at the head assistant offensive coordinator / recruiting coordinator, some title at Notre Dame in 2009 when they went 6-6. And so, you know, so he really wanted to improve his defense, which a year ago were really, really bad. So maybe Kevin Cosgrove's an upgrade. I have no idea. But
how can that be possible?
It's embarrassing when you look at him.
Irish Ken says
they were 1-11 in his first year, so they're trying to improve on that. Sorry, Rob, not improving on that.
Irish Ken says, just want to thank you two dudes for not picking my Irish to win this weekend. Once you did it, I knew a win was in the bag. Plus, I agree on the C2 football ratings. And then while you're at it, why don't you check out volleyball as well? Thanks, Irish.
That's good stuff, Irish Ken. Rob Ionello.
Coming up, Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we're going to roll the dice and see how long it takes for Coach Pelini to come to the mic. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the coach after this.
For contractors, business comes from bids. And better bids start at the Home Depot, where right now you can save 15% on special order windows and doors. That means putting great brands and great quality into any job at an even better price. So if you're a pro, get that 15% savings, then get ready to lower your estimates, be more competitive, and bring on the business. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Hey, Goalie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, Goalie, the Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division One athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies will continue across the area throughout the day today as temperatures edge up to around 80 for high. South winds also develop at 10 to 15. Skies stay clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Go see your Midway Auto Dealer, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Whether it is a new or pre-owned vehicle, we have been getting us to our venues and our Doug and Daddy remotes and high school basketball, or excuse me, football and volleyball games throughout the fall, and they'll do it for you. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and if you need to get some service done on your vehicle, don't forget immediate maintenance service is available at Midway with the all-new Mopar Quick Lube, quality complete service that saves time and money. Right now, you can get an oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash done in under 30 minutes for $29.95, and you don't even need an appointment. So you're in, you're out, and that's what they want. They want you to have a professional job, and they want it quick so that you can move on about your day. No appointment necessary. Give them a buzz or check them out online for the very latest at thinkmidway.com. It's hassle-free, always has been, and will continue to be at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. thinkmidway.com. Well, still waiting for Coach Bo Pelini to come to the podium in Lincoln for the weekly press conference. So while that's going on, anything else Nebraska moves up? Your thoughts on the game, Tony, from Saturday?
Well, I think immediately, right, you look at the numbers that the defense allowed, I guess. I don't take a whole lot into that because, first of all, very seldom do we blitz anybody at him. Second of all, that's a very, very good quarterback that's going to make a lot of teams pay the rest of the season. Washington's got a pretty decent team, I think. So
let's go to Lincoln. Here's Bo.
Techniques, trust in that, you know, it's really easy. You get into a high, what do you call it, a high, you know, high pressure environment. It's real easy to revert back and not trust, you know, how the scheme works, how what you did during the week, and you realize that those things are happening sometimes when, especially when you see guys, somebody will do something right all week, and all of a sudden the first time you see it on Saturday, he did something he hasn't done all week, and it's like, okay, you know, remember, you know, what we did, how this works, but, you know, that's all part of the deal. It's all part of the process. It's why they put coach in front of our name, is to stay with it. You know, you don't panic. You don't sit there and you look at it for what it is, and you work to get it fixed. And you do hold guys accountable, and that much you do, but you don't chuck what you do, because you know what you're doing works, and you got to trust in that.
What's the status of Alfonso Dinner going into this week for you guys?
He'll be practicing again today. He'll be practicing today, and I think he's doing a lot better.
His absence, if you were to quantify his absence and what it's meant to the defense, Mitch, how much does that hurt you guys, him not being there?
Well, obviously I think it hurts you because, in my opinion, I don't think there's a better corner in the country. I think he's that good. And obviously you miss a guy like that, you're going to miss him. But I think it's also given us an opportunity to look at other guys. You know, you're 3-0, you've looked at a lot of guys, you've given guys opportunities, you guys have been gaining experience, and hopefully it makes you stronger over the long haul.
With him back in that lineup, though, I mean, how much of an advantage does that give you guys back? I mean, you talked about this team that's growing up. They really don't
have a guy who I think's a really good football player. You're going to miss And it's going to help you to have him back out there when he gets back out there and he's ready to roar and to go. I know, and you know, I want him to get back out there for him because, right, you know, he's chomping at the bit to get back out there. You know, he's a competitor and he wants to get back out there on the field.
Based on the low number of penalties in the first three games, it would appear that your defense has played cleaner football. But had they played aggressive, as they did.
That'll get better. That'll get better over time. And like I said, it's the things that really, you know, get at me or the technique, the small thing, the little things, the fundamentals, we can get all the other things fixed, but you know, guys getting out there and not doing things the way they've been taught. Those things got to get corrected. But, you know, you're never at the point where you want to be a week three. But we got to keep making progress. And that goes across the board. That goes well beyond the defense. I mean, that goes through really all three phases and really every guy on the football team. We got to keep getting better.
Hey, Bo, the results the last 2 weeks defensively, you have 38 points Saturday. Fresno got you up for 23 or 29 or whatever.
Here's CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company committed to improving lives with honest, personal...
You know, like I said, in the four, you know, it was 17 points in the fourth quarter, and 10 of those, or 7 of those, were off a turnover. And then I don't like. I think the guys relaxed a little bit. I think that, you know, we kind of got away from some of the things that we were doing, I just didn't like the way we finished, but once again, I'm not going to get, you know, how upset I am. You know, trust me, the players understand. I know one thing, that our guys on defense weren't real happy with our performance, and I don't need to say a whole heck of a lot about that, and I think we'll be fine.
Was that better Saturday night? How did you look at it?
Yeah, I didn't think we played very smart Saturday. I don't think we adjusted well.
Adventure. It's in my blood. I could tell you about the time I danced with a croc in Cairo.
Something like that might happen against Washington.
I mean, how they were going to play us and how they were going to formation us and do a bunch of things that, you know, we didn't. They did a number of things that gave us formationally a number of things that we hadn't seen, that they hadn't shown. I think they held a lot back for us. And what happened was, I don't think our guys, you know, especially some of our guys off there, it kind of compounded itself. And our guys just didn't react real well to it. And that's just a part of a maturation process. You got to get, that's experience, that's, you know, being through it, having been there, done that. And like I said, I feel confident that some of the things that happened to us are going to make us better. I feel like that game will help us in the long run.
Before the year, you talked about wanting to kind of divide your time a little more evenly with both the offense and defensive units. So, has that kind of been tough with the growing pains of the defense, or are you still enjoying that balance?
No, I've been doing that for a while now. It really hasn't, nothing's really changed there.
Going on the road for the first time with a lot of young guys, I mean, what do you hope to find out about some of these guys as you kind of put them out there?
A road game, you know, first time. I mean, guys are traveling for the first time. Playing away from home, you know, you're away from your confines of home. You know, it gives you a little bit of dry run going into conference play. Obviously, every environment you go into is a little bit different, but I think there are some benefits to doing that. And for the first time, you know, you're always going to, the guys haven't obviously played a lot of football or started or whatever, you know, and I think it's a good thing to put your guys through.
How much of what Christensen does at Wyoming is what he did in Missouri? Similarities to Christensen?
I think I see a lot of similarities, but he's not exactly the same. Obviously, his personnel is a little bit different. I think he does a good job of, I think he's a really good coach, and I think he does a good job of playing to the strengths of his guys. But you see similarities from what they did, the overall philosophy. It's adjusted a little bit.
Is it kind of like visiting an old friend, turning on the tape and seeing his spread offense?
this offense before, so that, you know, there is some familiarity there. But I would say that there are some things that are definitely different, and he has some wrinkles that he wasn't doing back when he was at Missouri. I think he was only there the first year we were there. But he's changed. You know, he's obviously adapted and grown since then too, and obviously he's running it with in a different program with different personnel.
How do you
looking ahead? I mean, that's the last thing. You know, one thing that I think we do a good job around here is keeping our guys in the moment. And, you know, I know you guys get sick of hearing me talk about it, but our players hear about the process every day. And that the first thing we have to do is fix us and keep getting better as a football team and staying in the moment day by day and trying to earn to get better. The last thing, believe me, we got enough work to do to fix us that that's really the least of my concerns.
After looking at the tape, what did you think of Green and Hurt stepping in there?
I thought they played well. I thought those guys played good. You know, speaking of Amir, you know, obviously he got tweaked his ankle a little bit, and you know, he could have went back in the game, but you know, it's a nice thing to happen. I mean, I thought Aaron ran really well, Aaron Green, and I thought Braylon did a good job when he was in there, and you know, obviously what Rex did speaks for itself. I think that those. I like that group of backs. I mean, it gives you a lot of different options.
When guys have performances like that where they come in and they're maybe not expecting to play, do you see them when they have success like that, do you see them maybe impressed?
I think they all expect to play. You know, one thing.
I think they all expect to play.
Coach Brown is repping those guys. They're getting a lot of reps. They're being prepared to play, and they expect to play. And, you know, every game's going to be a little bit different. But, yeah, I think if you go in there and have success, it obviously that success breeds confidence. And I think that'll be the case with those guys because they did a nice job in there.
Can you talk about how Tyler Wingate stepped up and really helped out this rushing attack?
I think he did well. I think he blocked well when he was in there. I think, you know, he didn't play perfect by any means. But, and obviously on the, you know, you know, when he got his shot carrying the football, he did a nice job. So, Tyler's a good football player. But, you know, I think that he'd be the first one to say that there are some things he could have done better in the game, too.
What do you tell those young corners like Andrew, Josh, and Ciante when they do give up a couple plays in a game? How do you keep their confidence up in the course of a game when maybe it could go down after giving up a few plays?
Well, you keep talking to them about them, about their technique and why the things happen to them. And, you know, but it's about the fine points. You know, also, you know, a number of the things are, you know, you look at Prince and Haig and those guys that played, I don't know if you remember early in their career when we first got together, you saw some pretty similar, you know, you saw some of those guys went through some struggles. And you know, it's a growth process, especially with young guys. And, over time, you keep working your technique. You start trusting your. You know, it's all part of the process.
Did you guys have a hunch that Kevin Thompson would fit in as well as he has at that H-back position when he moved him? What about a month ago?
No, Kevin's a tough guy and a guy that. He's a good athlete. He can run. He can do a lot of things. Yeah, I mean, you guys remember we used him last year against Missouri. We feel like he's a guy that has nice size, has some speed, ability, toughness. He has some things he brings to the table. When we had a couple guys get nicked up in camp at the tight end position, it was the first guy that came to our mind. You know, he hasn't been at that position for a real long time. You know, it just shows, you know, he's a versatile player that can do a lot of different things.
It seems like Coach has made more than a few personnel changes.
Folks, we're sorry for the quality today of the press conference from Lincoln, and apparently in 20 minutes, Nebraska doesn't have an opponent this week because there hasn't been one question on Wyoming. So we'll cut away from Coach Pelini, and again, we apologize. That's the first time that has happened, and we'll check into that situation. We'll take a break, be back, discuss a little bit more about the Huskers, and wrap up a Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, because tomorrow the head coach of Wyoming will be joining us. Coach Christensen will be on the program, Dave Christensen, approximately 11:15 tomorrow. Also, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper. We've got a lot more tomorrow, and of course, the greatest quarterback in Wyoming history will join us tomorrow as well. So we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Free yourself from the office, man. The fall is coming. Have you seen how nice it is outside? Work where you want. Work when you want with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, it gives you simple, secure access to your office Mac or PC from anywhere, especially if you have the GoToMyPC app for the iPad. GoToMyPC turns an internet-connected computer or iPad into your office computer, okay? You'll have instant access for all your programs, files, and emails. You can open, edit, save, and send any document. With GoToMyPC, you'll have access anywhere you need it. So finish stuff at home or from a favorite coffee shop, whenever and wherever you're most productive. Try GoToMyPC free today. Got a special offer, 45-day free trial for my listeners only. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code ESPN. Free yourself from the office with GoToMyPC.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Sunny skies will continue across the area throughout the day today as temperatures edge up to around 80 for high. South winds also develop at 10 to 15. Skies stay clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, we saw some great football games on Friday night around Central Nebraska. I know on the Breeze, the Sutton-Sandy Creek game was awesome. Daddy, obviously, the game we were at, Pleasanton SEM, that's about as good an eight-man game as you're going to see. Back and forth, 8 points. Nobody ever had more than a one-possession lead. It had field goals. It had swinging gates. It had interceptions. It had the best catch I've seen in a long, long, time. Clay Weber's catch to win that football game was absolutely astonishing. That's one of those where SEM, 16 years they haven't beat Pleasanton. They think maybe this is the year again. They have the lead. This is the most competitive they've been. And it took just a Herculean effort to beat SEM. I think they're going to be a really good football team. Let's see if they can bounce back this week. We already talked about Kearney Catholic. Kearney High makes a heck of a comeback to win in Bellevue. Grand Island keeps on doing what they're doing. We could talk about a bunch of teams. Bob Jensen will join us, as he does every Wednesday, to talk about it. And after all that, kind of sit down. You got to relax.
I'd do so in a recliner from Bruce Furniture.
Why wouldn't you? Maybe a Serta mattress from Bruce Furniture. Get a good night's sleep. Then get up and take a nap on the couch that you got from Bruce Furniture. Then you get up off the couch. You go get a little something to drink out of the fridge. You have a little lunch. Then you lean into your recliner to watch some football. Monday night football tonight. You know what? You can go into Bruce Furniture right now. You see a recliner you like, it will be on in your home for the game tonight. They guarantee that because it is same day or next day free delivery on any in-store merchandise at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Just right trial period for you. If it doesn't look as good in your home as you thought it would, out it goes. They'll replace it with whatever you want. Bruce Furniture is there for you. They want to make it right for you, and that's the way they do it. They do what you want. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be with customer service? Bruce Furniture, check them out at brucefurniture.com. Facebook, if you'd like. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is the price you pay. Free delivery. They haul out the old. They bring in the new from Bruce Furniture.
A little Nebraska football talk, Doug, before we get out of here. I think the opponents Nebraska played, certainly the last 2 weeks, much better than Wyoming. You know, when you're comparing scores and you're looking who, you know, Washington's taking care of Weber State and Texas State, along with Bowling Green, a one-point win over Bowling Green. When Nebraska got Fresno State and Wyoming, I think people would look at those and go, those are two quality wins for non-conference opponents out there. It'll be interesting to get Coach Christensen's thoughts tomorrow. They've had Texas come to Wyoming. They've played some big games the last couple of years. We'll see what his thoughts are. Getting the neighboring state to come in. How many fans out of the 38,000 at Wyoming, how many fans will be Husker fans? That's something interesting to watch. Should be a lot of red find their way into that stadium. That will be interesting.
And the Nebraska volleyball team sweeps Iowa State. UNK goes 3-0. Hastings College goes 3-1. UNK and Hastings play tomorrow night against each other at the Health and Sports Center. So if you can, and then in wrestling, Jordan Burroughs, world champion. Former Husker, two-time NCAA champion Jordan Burroughs, who's really just kind of new to this world competition, becomes the first Husker since Bill Scherr in 1985 to win a freestyle world championship title. The title qualifies him for the Olympic Games in London next year.
You know, you go from being an NCAA champion, undefeated, to going to be a world champion. I would think that would be a huge jump, wrestling grown men from all over the world and still dominating.
Here are the five countries he wrestled against: Ukraine, Russia, Venezuela, Azerbaijan, and Iran.
Okay, steroid.
Justin Ruiz went 1-2, and Tervel Dolagnev got beat in the semifinals and ended up finishing in fifth at the World Championship, so he lost twice.
Yep. Nothing wrong with being fifth in the world, I guess.
Not what he wanted. And he's been third. He's not going to be happy about that. I'm just saying. It's unfortunate, but hopefully he gets another chance to be there, and he's a great wrestler, and he's done some very good things, and he represents this part of the nation very, very well. Let's wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to stay real busy. Don't forget Wednesday we're back at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple will be on hand to discuss the game so far, including Washington, preview Wyoming, look ahead at the Big Ten Conference. We can talk about that as the week progresses as well. Also, Bob Jensen later in the week, Scott Shanley, Eric Strand's going to join us, Mike Ashy. Strand and Ashy are going into the UNK Hall of Fame this weekend. Tomorrow, the head football coach of Wyoming, Dave Christensen, joins us live at 11:15. Daryl Morris, Tony Harper going to join us. Randy Weliak's going to join us as well. The greatest quarterback in Wyoming history will be on this program.
We want to play high school at.
I don't know, somewhere south of Burwell. Anyway, we want to thank Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals for joining us on the program today and the Bo Pelini press conference. Have a good Monday, Tony.
I want to tell my friend Miles, sorry, Miles, for your butt beating. I laid down on you. Thanks. Have a nice
go
time.
Rams. With
go Rams tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.